Would you say if there was a show that was out there that was that claimed to be able to bridge the gap between Howard Stern and Oprah, do you think it could be done?
Could it be done? Oprah's so, she's so professional. And Howard Stern lives in a unprofessional but professional as at the same time type of world.
If the host of the show looked like this, would you watch it?
I would completely
listen to it. Listen.
Definitely. Yo, if she can have live webcam at the same time, why not, right? Jeez, look at all that hair. Some you just want to pull on.
Ladies and gents, next up is a hot little Southern Jew. She's funny. She's sexy. She's naked. Hell, she's my sugar. She's Lois Burak, and this is her story.
Welcome, everybody. I can't believe that we are live. You have no idea what's been going on in the studio. There's so much to talk about tonight. And there's so much going on. Right off the bat, I want to thank Cindy from Volta Studios, who's been here for the last several hours getting us back up. Unfortunately, there has been some
mischief.
Mischief. That's a good word. And somebody was toying with the equipment in here, and they really screwed things up. So to whoever that asshole was, not that you probably are listening to our show, but
dick move.
You're a fuck face. But thankfully, Cindy was able to get us on air because we're really excited. Right off the bat, we have in studio right now taking pictures of us a photographer from the Daily News, the Philadelphia Daily News. So we're very, very excited about that.
Absolutely.
And two of us are in costume, so this will be interesting.
Well, there will be a third.
There will
person
be a third.
Okay. Someone brought one.
Right off the bat, very quickly, last week we mentioned that Jesse was heading off to Florida to visit his mom, who was sick. And how did that go? Is everything doing well? I know I was watching your Facebook page, and it was like a scene out of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, it was just crazy, hectic, just trying to get everything together at the last minute to get out there to Florida. Just trying to find a cheap flight, which there is no such thing anymore. I used to fly by standby.
But you made it, right?
I did. I made it out there. Okay. Yeah, I got there and got to see her. Got to spend a lot of time with her. And that was definitely good. Got to bring her spirits up. And it was great to see her. And, you know, for being in the hospital, she looked really good.
Well, like we mentioned last week, your mom's a hottie.
Yeah. She still had her tan going and everything. And her biggest concern was that, you know, she wanted to get her makeup bag to look all pretty and everything. And
well, good. I'm very glad to hear. We were all, you know, we were all sending you good vibes over that.
I appreciate it. Everybody was behind me and helping me out a lot for that.
Right off top also, I want to make sure that I introduce you to two people that we've already had into the studio with, on the Lolo show before. To my right is Joe DeLong, stand-up comedian, who has he's in charge of, or you're the
originator.
The originator of the No Gag Reflex Tour,
that's
am
right.
I correct?
That is correct.
So you rally together many fellow comedians.
I do. I produce shows, yep.
Produce shows, that's awesome.
All over Jersey.
And you're responsible for getting us, for booking us next week's comedian.
Yes, Gordon Baker Bone.
Very, very funny.
Very funny guy.
I had the pleasure of also seeing him do stand-up at one of your shows.
Yep, I booked him.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And also, I want to mention, before I go on to our next guest, I want to mention that I really feel like I'm moving up in the ranks.
Okay.
Because I have my own gay intern now.
You do.
I want everyone to know that Joe has volunteered to be my intern.
That's right.
And he has been working his ass off. He's Johnny on the spot, I must say.
Thank you.
Diligently sending me not only news stories, but ideas, and our show, for those who haven't seen the advertisements, our show this evening, we're focusing on fetish. We were going to have a seance. I was going to try to bring back the spirit of my father from the dead. But unfortunately, we couldn't pull that one off, especially with the technical issues.
Too dangerous.
And then we wanted to have a Ouija board, but Jesse's terrified of Ouija boards.
A bad experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we going to go into that?
We might go into that. I've had experiences with Ouija boards, so we could compare stories. But I was trying to explain to Jesse that it's not real. he's okay. But... I lost my train of thought. I'm so hyped right now because we really didn't think we were even going to get to this point and go on live. So I'm a little excited over that.
It was touch and go for a while.
It was touch and go.
Literally, last minute, we got online.
Yeah, true.
Literally.
Yeah. 1 minute to go.
9:29.
Yeah, when Cindy asked me if I knew anything about computers, I thought, shit, we're screwed. I don't know anything. I can find porn like a motherfucker, but I could not get the system going.
And then to Joe's right, of course, is Michael O'Donnell, also stand-up. And he was with... You were with us... Not last week. The week
two
before.
2 weeks ago,
right?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
I'm totally lost track of time. But no, what I wanted to do, too, was mention who we had on last week. I had a ball last week. I hope you at least heard the replay because we had a lot of fun. You know what I pulled on Kenny?
Yes.
My guests were Conti and from the Conti and Kenny show, Kenny Michaels and Joe Conti. And being that Kenny Michaels was the single of the two, I pulled a little, I shouldn't say prank. It's a regular bit now on the Lolo show.
Absolutely.
You were the virgin, though. You were the sexting script virgin.
Well, that's the history then. But I mean, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, this is a bit now.
Yeah.
And I actually said to Jesse, I was just like, now it's almost like I'm wondering if you're going to be like, I need to start sexting to get this bit. I need some new bits.
It's funny you should mention that because I have quite a bit under my belt. But
it's going to run low at some point.
You know, they're all so unique because I'm dealing with more than one man.
Of course.
You know, I have my my sext pack, as I like to call them. You know, you've heard of the Stern Whack Pack. You've heard of, you know, come on, help me out.
Morning Zoo.
No, the packs. The rat pack. So I have my sext pack.
Okay.
You know, so
do you search people out specifically that have specific fetishes?
Yeah, I go on Craigslist. No, of course I don't. They find me. But no, these are all men, as I've described before, that I feel safe with, that I'm comfortable with, that I've either have dated or may have had interest in dating, and they're my go-to sexters. You know, it's the only way nowadays to have safe sex. God knows I haven't had sex in over 6 months. So,
my God. You know, that thing closes up if you don't use it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that might be interesting, trying to reopen.
He's a doctor.
But I wanted to make... I wanted to bring up Kenny Michaels because their show actually airs on Mondays. And if you want to listen to their show, the Conti and Kenny Show, you go to theconteandkennyshow.com. So I had made a little bumper for them. I wish I had you pull it. Maybe I can probably send it to you later on in the show. We can play. It's really an interest. So I made a bumper for their show. But they discussed on their show this past Monday their experience here.
They brought us up.
Yes, they did. They were very sweet and they're very supportive. But there were just a few things that I wanted to clear up that they had mentioned. One, I think it was Joe had mentioned that I know Tim Sabian and I know Howard Stern. Well, I know Tim Sabian because I've obviously met with him for interviews. Exactly, two meetings with him. But and we've corresponded a lot by email. But I don't know Howard Stern. And if you remember, even back way in our first show, I wanted to clear that up because people assume that. And I don't know why they make that assumption.
Now, have you ever even met Howard?
No. And, you know...
Not even like a signing or something? An event that he's at?
I never really did that. Like, I'm not really... See, it's hard to say. I mean, I'm a super fan, but I'm not in the sense where I go to book signings and all that.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessive. I admire the man for what he's been able to do in broadcasting, and the show is just phenomenal. It's hysterical,
right.
Yada, yada.
Sent me a copy of the show, and I was listening to it.
Good. I'm glad you got to hear. But also, I wanted to mention that they had said that I was a burlesque dancer. Now, I'm not a burlesque dancer, and never was, but my mother was a burlesque dancer. And that's one of the reasons why that tune, The Stripper, is what we use in our intro. It's sort of, you know, a tribute to my mom, because most people who have already tuned in for the last seven shows know that this show is a tribute. It's in honor of my father, but it's also a tribute to Stern. And so that's my little portion, my little tribute to my mom was that theme song. And that was also the theme song that kids used to taunt me when I was younger.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Like I would leave the house and it was take it off. And they go, dan, dan, dan. So, you know, there's a little past history. So I just wanted to send the Conti and Kenny show some love. They were very, very sweet to come do the show. They were actually a last minute fill in. And
they were really nice. I liked meeting them. They were
Kenny's
great
a
guys.
Doll.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt him up. As for those of you who don't know, go to the replay. I got to feel him up.
Yeah.
And you know, his ball was the size of probably a multi ball.
Yeah,
a multi ball. I only felt one.
A whopper.
Like a little. Like
a whopper.
Little one?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I was a little surprised, but he's a little guy, so you know.
Did he give a disclaimer that that was?
He
like
just
that?
Kept saying that it was only one,
and the other one was hidden, right?
Yeah, I don't know where the other. I don't even know. I don't believe he even has one because he promised me a pick and he never sent one. So for all we know, he only has one ball.
Oh yeah, rub my whoppers. Yeah, rub my whoppers.
Whopper.
Maybe
whopper.
It was cold in the studio. Just,
yeah, it was.
It crawled back inside.
But it was a lot of fun. Where else can I really feel up a man and you know not get in trouble for it?
About any bar if you want to get free drinks.
No, I said not get in trouble for it. That's the way. Is that the way you get free drinks?
We have this guest policy when you're on the Lolo show.
Yeah, you have to get a prostate exam before you come in. But I also want to mention, speaking of burlesque, because I meant to mention this last week, there was a write-up in the Inquirer, the Philadelphia Inquirer, October 14th, by an A.D. Amorosi. I don't know if that's a female, male or female. But anyway, she did this write-up, and it's entitled Burlesque Has Legs. And I'm really interested in it for several reasons. One, obviously, because my mother was a burlesque dancer. And also because it mentions very good friends of mine, and that being the crew from the Peekaboo Review. And I wanted to make mention because, you know, they have a show it's what? Mostly performed at the World Cafe Live.
What is the Peekaboo Review?
The Peekaboo Review is an actual burlesque show. They're a burlesque troupe. And their show is magnificent. I mean, it's R-rated. It's good, clean fun. It's great for couples. When I went to the one Valentine's Day, it was such a great experience because even their drinks were named after the characters in the show. Their one host, Joey Martini, they have two hosts, but the one, he's funny as shit, and he is a sweetheart. As a matter of fact, that night they brought me up on stage. They helped me out. They also were part of our Boulder Bash, where we raised money to benefit research for breast cancer that's being done in University of Pennsylvania. So they were sweethearts to do that. But the girls wear pasties. It's like it's bringing back old time burlesque.
But now, do the guys like give them dollar tips?
No,
and
it's
stuff
not
or
a
anything?
Strip show.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, they strip, but it's think vaudeville, think old time burlesque. I mean, and you probably understand this too, Joe, because many comics. I mean, this is comedians back in the day, the 30s and 40s. They got their start in burlesque shows in vaudeville.
Right.
So,
and it's actually a lot of the women are not those stick figure like strippers. A lot of the women are voluptuous.
They're very voluptuous, and it's a great show. It's a funny show. It's very entertaining. If I remember correctly, they even have. They have a video screen that comes down. They even have an orchestra. They
nice.
Have a live
nice.
Orchestra. I mean, where do you go?
Are the women in pasties
they're
playing
wearing
the instruments?
Pasties? No. No,
that'd
they have
be
a real
cool.
orchestra. And they have like, they have skits. And I mean, it was so exciting to see this article printed, not only because obviously these are friends of mine, but back in 79, my mother had to go back to dancing. And actually, I think it was a little bit after that she had, for financial reasons, she had to go back to dancing. But back in 79, my father, you could say he was way before his time, or you could say he couldn't get out of the past. He was living in the past. But he attempted a burlesque show, sort of like a burlesque show, in Old City. I don't know if anybody remembers the Middle East restaurant.
Nope.
But there were like several floors. And in the Middle East restaurant, he put together a show called Stage Screen and Radio Review. And it included my mother, who was the Cajun queen, and she did burlesque. She danced. And he told jokes. And he also showed movies, which was quite interesting. The movies that that he showed were like little motion picture shorts. Some of like the Joe Louis and Tony Galento fight, the Joe Louis and Rocky Marciano fight, because he loved boxers. Who's on first? He showed Louis Prima cartoons. You know, not that anyone going to see someone strip really wants to see.
No, not really.
Abbott Costello, but this is where his
Who's on first? Pasties! Pasties right. is on first.
This is where, this gives you an idea of how I came to be, you know. Like, to me, sex is funny. I could talk openly about sex because, you know, my mother's stripping and my father showing a Rocky Marciano film.
I was curious, the Cajun Queen is... Is there any kind of is there a Louisiana thing,
my mother was born and raised in Louisiana.
Okay.
I'm actually, I think, like third cousin to Britney Spears. And
really?
You could check it out. It is true.
Genealogy.com.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'd have to know. Well, Spears is her real name, but you'd have to know her parents' maiden name. But I can prove it. But, yeah, so I thought it was really kind of cool because he tried to do this in 79. Of course, the show flopped. He even had a radio tie-in because he at the time, or prior to that, was on WPN, and he brought in, this is a real old-timer, very few people are going to even know this name, but Buddy Breeze. He was an old-time singer from the radio station WPN that was very popular in Philadelphia. So they did this little stage screen and radio review. So, you know, being friends with people of this burlesque troupe, and also not only Peekaboo Review, but I became acquainted with them through Pinups for Pitbulls, which is another dance troupe. And this is a woman who, Little Darling, her name is, and she's a burlesque dancer, and she does wonderful work, rescue work with pitbulls. Wonderful, wonderful rescue. So these are really all great people. There's nothing perverted or nothing that you could say, oh, well, it's for degenerates. It's all good, wholesome fun. It's a great date night. I highly recommend it.
Could you bring your kids to it?
No, you don't want to bring your kids.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, you actually...
It's adult wholesome. It's
you
not...
You probably could. Right.
It's not 8-year-old
Well,
wholesome.
Obviously, if I'm telling you that's burlesque.
Yeah, it's not Toy Story, but...
I mean, you know, it's not Felix the Cat. But anyway...
I have never been to a burlesque show, and...
You have to check it out.
Yeah, I should definitely put that on my bucket list. I want to see the... I was just talking about this last night. I've still yet to go to a... where they go around the track, the roller derby, and I've never. Yeah. I want to see the chicks in lingerie play football too.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, and real quick, before I go on, I also want to mention, speaking of pit bulls, because I'm Facebook friends with a woman who runs an organization called the Charm City Pitbull Project. You've heard me mention it before, but. This past, in the last few days, one of their pits were returned, and he is the sweetest. He's, as far as I know, he's an adult pit, and he is the sweetest, most wonderful, cute, loving dog. And unfortunately, this family adopted this dog thinking that it would be a good idea. They have a special needs child. Now, you're rolling your eyes,
my
Joe.
Oh, gosh. What was wrong?
I know.
Did she screen these people?
And I know, of course. And right. I know I shouldn't judge, but it really angers me. I mean, my dogs, it's been almost 4 years since my ex left, and they're still, like, looking out the window every time a big white truck pulls up. It's, you know, there's abandonment issues, and it's just mm-hmm. so sad. So if anyone is in the Baltimore area, or they can check out this website. You know, they need newspaper and blankets and all that good stuff that dogs need in shelters. Please check out. Okay, enough with the. Please check out the Charm City Pitbull Project. It's a nonprofit organization. It's out of Baltimore, Maryland. Check out their website, and please, I'm going to say it again. I got made fun of last week, but spay and neuter your pups. So, or and your kittens. Or even your
cats,
dogs.
Your dogs.
Yeah, your cats, your dogs, ferrets, your husbands.
Ferrets, no. Chinchillas.
I don't think we have to. Can they be fixed?
I'm sure they can if they've got something to cut off.
Oh, chinchillas are. They run wild if they're not spayed.
They're like rabbits.
Anything with balls, just cut them off.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do this evening, like I said, we were going to have a seance, but we decided what would be more fun, and since it's Halloween, you know, kind of fits in, we're going to discuss fetish. Of course, we have our ongoing bit, Confessio Fetish, and my intern here managed to pull a few letters from some fetishists. It's fetishists, right?
I think it's
fetishists.
Multiple fetishes.
Yes, thanks to the wonder that is Craigslist, I was able to reach a whole new audience of people. And I think you have the list of what we have.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up after our next break. I'm going to talk to Joe about some things that I really missed out the last time he was in studio because we had so much going on. So I wanted to do kind of a little Q&A with Joe, so hang in for that. I guess we should mention you're openly gay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I mean...
I will suck a dick on the air.
Nice.
I'm just, well, you know.
Come on, Mike.
Whatever
did
to get
ratings. He's throwing it out over there.
That wasn't part of the show. It's
radio. They won't know. They won't know. It's radio. They won't know.
Well, Jesse's dressed as a priest.
Oh,
if that helps.
A special kind of priest, I'll put on my altar boy outfit, and I'll meet you under the desk.
Well, okay. You know why the altar boy's hair is parted in the middle, right? Because it's not a sin. It's not a sin.
Okay, you see, that's a visual.
Do we have a rim shot? Do we have a rim shot sound effect yet? If not, load it up.
Yeah, load it up. But we also have, instead of having a featured artist of the week, because it's our Halloween show, we have music this evening from Clashing Plaid, who, again, have been wonderful to the Lolo Show. They're big fans, and they've been supportive of me. They've even lent me a song to go on my foot fetish blog the CD that we have on CD Baby. So they're great. They're a great band, and they have on their website free MP3 downloads that will only be available till
October
31st, yes. Which is in a couple days. So go on to their website, which is clashingplaid.com, and download that music. But we'll be playing one of their tracks this evening, which is called Werewolves.
Yep, so appropriate for the evening.
Very appropriate for this evening. And when we come back, we're going to be playing, too. We're going to be playing a clip. I'm really excited to introduce to you one of my longtime Facebook friends who lives in Barcelona. Very, very talented. He dabbles in stand-up. I mean, I couldn't even begin to give you the list of things this man is talented in. I have grown to love and adore him. He's out of Barcelona, as I said. He puts out a weekly video called Robert's Daily Dose. And I'll tell you, we have one of them up on the Lolo page, the Facebook page. Never, ever lets me down. I mean, if I'm not laughing hysterical, he makes me cry in a good way. I mean, he's a wonderful person, and I've fallen in love with him, and that's why I want to introduce him to you, and I'm sure you'll fall in love with him, too. He also can be seen every week on Wednesdays. He's part of the Gay LA Boys, which is a project that was started on YouTube. So if you Google that, you have to check them out. They are really, really awesome. So we're going to be playing something, a clip from one of his videos that I thought was very funny and quite appropriate for this evening. So we're going to take a break with that, and we shall be back.
Back from the grave.
Hello, this is Elvis's mama. No, he's not here. He's in the other place.
The Lolo Show on VoltaRadio.com.
Grab at the wrong theme.
Sorry.
Cut.
Welcome to DarkBrain.com, a bold experiment in web comics. Only here will you find web comics with amazing art, original music, and voiceover narration.
When we are alone in our private worlds, sometimes the only thing left to do is obey.
On your knees. Get down and kneel, slave. Beg like a dog, crawl to me, and we shall see how you follow orders.
When our personal cravings get out of control, sometimes you can only look toward a goddess.
Now lick the bottom of my soles. Lick my stocking feet, you pathetic pig. I order you to put my shoe back on and remain lying on the floor.
Lolo's Foot Diaries, an exploration into foot fetishism, love, and worship. Order it now through CD Baby, iTunes, or at loisburak.com. Do it now.
I take offense to people who accuse me of being a fanatic or obsessed with Howard Stern. I understand he's the rock star of talk radio, but if I had an equal admiration and respect for Barbara Walters or, let's say, Oprah, no one would even bat an eyelash. I didn't enter the broadcast arena to backsell music, read the news, or forecast the weather. I did it so that I could be an honest talk radio personality like my father and the king of all media, Howard Stern.
I have come to commandeer your planet and take Lolo with me and her show. The Lolo Show from VoltaRadio.com.
This is Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show, and you're listening to the Lolo Show at Volta Radio. Check her out. She's hot. She grabbed a nut. Thank you.
I saw her on Facebook not long ago. I looked at her pictures and I almost fell for my Lolo. Hello, hello, Lolo. Website and I saw her boobs. I wanted to squeeze them while I used my lube. Oh, my Lolo. Hello, hello, Lolo. La, 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 Lolo.
Hi, I'm Kip Parker.
And I'm Charlie Parker.
And we're
the Parker Brothers.
Hey, Charlie, what's missing from our game catalog?
I don't know, Kip. Tell me.
Well, you can't talk to the dead.
You sure as hell can.
That's why we got this brand new game called Ouija.
Ouija? What? Break that down for me.
Well, it's we because you're having a great time. And G, it's because G, aren't you having a blast because you're having a good time with the we.
It looks like it smelled like a Chinaman got caught in there.
Don't question it.
Well, Ouija, Kip, tell me about it.
Well, inside the package comes a flat board with all the letters of the alphabet, numbers from 0 to 9, and a yes, no written out by itself.
That sounds like a lot of stuff going on.
It's got a lot of stuff going on indeed, Charlie. It also comes with this planchette, which hovers over the letters the dead are trying to tell you.
Well, how does that work, Chip?
Well, you ask the question, and then the dead move your hands in the direction of the answers.
That sounds like a heck of a way to find Grandpa's slave money.
Turns out it was in the attic. But the questions don't have to be as serious as slavery. You can also find out if Sally's got a crush on you. The dead like to answer all sorts of trivial questions.
Feels like they'd have better things to do with their time, Kip.
No, lost souls are lost forever, and they're really glad to help.
Well, gee, Kip, can't you just get any sort of board with numbers and letters and talk to the dead?
The dead prefer quality like anybody else. Quality you can only find at Parker and Parker.
The Ouija board, brought to you by the Parker Brothers, available in both white and colored Walworths. Separate but equal savings.
Okay, that was interesting. I'm going to come back to that in
1929.
A minute. Yes. Thank God times have changed. We just wanted to point that out to everyone, how things were back in the day.
Yeah.
So during the break, we had a 3-minute break, and I'm giving cheesecake photos to our Daily News reporter.
Yeah.
And sexy. I'm really excited. Everyone, be prepared because it'll be out. Not only, obviously, people in Philly, but you can get you'll be able to see, view, and read the article on Philly.com, so you'll be able to see it online. But I'm really excited. Reporter Chuck Darrow met with me, I think it was a week ago, and we did a great interview. What the fuck? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I told you.
Somebody needs attention. Anyway, Michael just walked in here in some costume. He looks like a big dick. But anyway.
Red Rocket.
Anyway, what I was saying was, Chuck Darrow did a really great interview. I'm really excited. you know, what's going to, you know, what he's going to write, what's going to be in there.
What did he ask you about?
He covered the Stern, some would say obsession. He covered obviously my father's history, because that's very important, especially in the Philadelphia area. But there's one thing I really hope, so hope that he definitely puts in the article. I was talking to him about when I was 16 and my father realized that I was sexually active. He said to me one day when, you know, we used to sit and watch old movies together, and he said to me, listen, I know, you know, you're having sex. It's too late for the birds and bees. But I just want you to promise me one thing. And I said, what? He's like, don't ever be a cock tease.
Wow.
Really?
Now,
wow.
Yes. Now you might think.
What movie was playing in the background?
I don't remember. But listen, now most everybody's shocked. But if you think about, I mean, what he meant, okay, and why I want this to be in the article, not because I want anyone to think my father was some degenerate or child abuser or
please,
anything.
Please justify this. Yeah.
But it's very important. I think it's actually good advice. Maybe not appropriate for that age, but I mean, I was sexually active, okay? But what he meant was, don't use your sexuality to get things from men. And why is this so important for me to get out to the world? Because that is a lot of times, that's one of the misconceptions about me. I constantly get inboxed with this nonsense. Oh, I bet you're a heartbreaker. I bet you get this from men, and men do all these. And, you know, not for nothing, but, Dr. Ivan, I hope you're feeling well. He's got bronchitis. He can even attest to this. Because, you know, he trolls my Match.com account. But anyway, so... there was a guy I dated on Match.com, and it didn't last very long because I really wasn't feeling it. There was really no chemistry, and Doc said, give him a chance. He's immense. He seems like he's a really good guy. And I kind of figured that there was no chemistry, but I gave it, you know, the old college try. And I even remember he was so obsessed with having to see me. And, you know, I was preoccupied. I had a lot going on. I was doing a car commercial at the time. I had a couple auditions at the radio. I had a lot going on.
You were very busy.
And, you know, he had children, so he should understand, because I didn't step on his toes. But anyway, long story short, he wanted to send someone to clean. He wanted to send his house cleaner to my house to clean my house.
Oh, so this guy was loaded.
I wouldn't say loaded, but
he had money where he has people cleaning his house.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, a lot of these men my age all have, and I was shocked. Believe me, I'm shocked, because I'm thinking, you know, I could have had someone helping me clean my house. Boy, I really, you know, I should have. Never mind.
Did housekeeper mean he'd just show up in a French maid's uniform? Yeah.
You know, you never know. But I mean, this relationship, nothing ever became of it. I mean, he kept talking about his Glock, and I'm like
a gun?
Yes. And you think he would be a little sensitive to, you know, my history,
right?
But no, everything was my Glock. Look, he's texting me pictures of, you know, not his cock, but his Glock apparatus.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said, no, absolutely not. I cannot take you up on that offer. First of all, I don't know you that well, and even if I did know you, that's very sweet, and I really appreciate it. But I mean, you know, I know there women are out there that would probably jump at that, and also hit him up for any other, you know, and anything in his bank account. But that's just not my style. That's never been my, and maybe it was something that was ingrained in me since I was a 16-year-old, where my father said, don't be a cock tease. But that was really important to get out, and I hope he writes that in the article.
Now, did he go to your house and
no.
then offer? Okay.
No, hey.
What the hell's going
no,
on?
No, believe me, I don't, hey. First of all, most men are not allowed to come in my house unless there's definitely a relationship established. Number one, because of my dogs. Seriously, they get ridiculously attached. Any guy that comes in that they see me getting affectionate with, they think it's their new daddy.
I just find it odd. I just find it weird that he was just like,
Because I kept complaining that I had things I had to do. I said, I have to clean my house. You know, you forget. I'm single. I have my mom here. I take care of her. I've got my hands full. You know what I mean? But, you know, so he says, I'll send somebody. You know, he just wanted to see me. He was a little obsessed with, you know, me coming and having a pajama cuddle party.
Did you ever meet this guy?
Oh, yeah. I went out on...
You have met him face to face.
How many... I went on... I think it was 2 dates.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we ever made it to the third date because he canceled because I wouldn't agree to sleep over.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he just wanted to cuddle.
The close end.
But you know what? It's okay because I knew that it wasn't going anywhere. The one day I went over to his house and I was showing him pictures of my dog. None of them drool, by the way, but he saw a picture of my boxer and he went, oh, drool. And I said, excuse me? I drool in my sleep, honey. My dogs don't drool. But, you know, I just thought there were just too many. And then, you know, he was looking at posts on my Facebook page, asked me, who's that? So, and I just wasn't feeling it to begin with. I gave it a shot, and he just, you know, obviously I love high heels. And one time he was supposed to make me something to eat. Instead, we're walking through a grocery store because he had no food. I was starving. So we're walking through a grocery store, picking up food. And he's like, oh, I feel like such a midget next to you in those shoes. Like, you know, you couldn't have done more to turn me off. You know, between the dog comment, the high heel comment.
Is he a short guy?
He was, I think he was 5'11". So, no, I just had it on exceptionally high shoes. Right. But no, instead see something, wow, you look sexy. Or no, it's like, oh, I feel like a midget. Well, that's your issue, you know?
So he's insecure and possessive.
Possessive.
And he holds a gun. Housekeeper to secretly...
Bug your house.
Yeah, bug your house.
Surveillance.
A video camera in your shower. Yeah.
And he carries a Glock.
And he carries a Glock. Yeah.
Let me send you pictures of my gun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no, those aren't the photos. Aren't the kind of photos. But, so anyway, Joe, I wanted to, when we last had you in studio, one of the things that I found most intriguing, we were talking about... I don't even remember how the topic came up. We were talking about sexual experiences, and you had mentioned that, I think it was we were talking about homophobics, right?
Okay, yes.
Right? And go ahead, elaborate, because I'm still
hyped up. In terms of
up.
Like hooking up with someone who was homophobic? You mean, you're talking about my redneck?
Yes, friend? Your redneck.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I hooked up with a guy who was straight to everyone outside of AOL chat rooms.
So he came off in life to everyone as a straight man.
A total redneck. I mean, he drove a pickup truck. I said on his wall he had the big Confederate flag.
Did he talk ill of homosexuals? Like, was he that far in the, you know, in the closet where...
I heard him use the F word several times, yes.
Right.
Fetish? Not fetish, no. But he was secretly... On the DL, as they would say. But he was very into a... angry gay sex.
Did he date women that you know of?
Yeah. He actually had a kid. Okay. He had a kid in high school.
Do you think somebody like that would ever come out?
No. Not a chance. Not a chance.
No.
No, he was... I couldn't even say he was definitely gay.
Well, how did you meet him?
I met him in a chat room.
Okay.
This was, you know, probably back in the late 90s. And we met there, and of course, he was one of the guys who wouldn't send out a picture because he wasn't, you know, he had a girlfriend.
Right.
So he wouldn't send out a picture. He sent out his description, and at the time, I was like, oh, it sounds good. So I hiked.
That's a blind date.
Yeah, that was a super blind date.
Tell you that when you come to my place, you're going to see a Confederate flag?
Confederate
flag. Slip of the tongue, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
No, but he did sneak me through, you know, the garage door. Then he had to go in and make sure everyone, because he still lived with his parents. He's probably like 20, 21 at the time.
Were you chatting with him for a while?
It was most, knowing me, it was probably, you know, within a couple hours after chatting with him.
Okay.
Back then, different now. This is the late 90s. So when I went into his room, it was, you know, big screen TV, video games, typical straight boy room, you know, big bong on the table. He was a big pothead. And on the wall, just a huge Confederate flag. He had one of those sloping walls, so it kind of like hung a little over the bed.
Right, I get,
And I spent most of the night facing that flag.
So you were on bottom, he was on top.
Yes.
Okay, take us through that.
First of all,
because this is radio, so we want to get a visual.
First of all, there's no kissing when you hook up with a guy who is, you know, so-called straight.
But
plays,
he told you all this. I just want to experience this for the first time.
I don't know if I mean, it could have been his first time. I never got that far, but there's no affection.
Did he seem experienced?
He seemed experienced. Well, in terms of like just having sex. Yeah.
Now, did you come with your own lube, or is he prepared?
I couldn't remember, but we'll just go with spit.
Okay.
I can't remember the time. But he would not be affectionate. He wouldn't. I hooked up with him honestly for like on and off like 3 years.
Really?
Oh, I would get he would drink or be stoned, and I would get those calls, you know, the calls or texts, you know, 1, 2 in the morning when I guess.
So it was only when he was stoned.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was then I guess his freak flag would fly when he was like that.
Did you ever discuss it with him, like afterwards, like lay in bed together?
No, there was no laying in bed. It was like done. Okay, bye. Like, by the time he was getting dressed, he was already walking to the door and opening it, like, ushering me out. So it was very quick, you know, he just got his nut, as they say, and he was done.
Now, have you had any other experiences like that since then?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, heard, yeah. Same chat room?
Chat rooms, met people mostly online, but that's how most you'll meet. Like, you meet guys on Match. I mean, I meet them in various
You like
sites.
The bad boys, I think.
Oh, I love the bad boys. You give me a tattoo and a criminal record, and I'm yours. yeah, but I've met so many guys who are straight, have, and I'm not proud of it, they have girlfriends or relationships, right. But there are those moments when they just want to do this, and it's not usually a one-time thing. They if it happens once.
It's a lifestyle.
And they, I mean, it's the whole deal. I mean, it's
Do you
it's
think
crazy.
Any of them will ever come out?
I doubt it, because I don't know if they
He's even questioning if they're gay.
Yeah, like, I don't really know, because, I mean, they're having sex with women as well.
Well, most straight men, and we were going to discuss this with the fetish also, right. The letter that you've received, most heterosexual men would say, no, that's gay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, it's absolutely gay. No, well, actually, and here's where the line is drawn. A lot of these straight guys, they won't kiss, and they won't go down on you. You can give them all the head in the world, and they'll fuck you, but they won't go down on you or get fucked.
And they think that's still considered
Yeah, because a lot of them will say, a blowjob's a blowjob. That's what they'll say. Even if they're straight, they'll say, a blowjob's a blowjob. Doesn't matter
but
who's
giving
it.
But you can still get that from a woman
exactly.
If you were straight.
The problem is, though, is that there aren't a lot of women who are just willing to go. There are some, but not a lot of women who are just willing to go up there, give them a blowjob, then leave, which is what they basically want. So if they can't get it from a girl, they're going to get it from a guy.
Well, there are websites now where they can.
Well, I found a few of them doing research.
So you're saying that men are easy?
Men are easy. Men are whores. Yeah.
And then you don't have to go to prison to get some.
You don't. But if you want the real winners, yeah, it's prisons where you go.
Now, have you gone to any of those? I know they have those chat sites for people in prison to find.
No,
pen
but if
pals,
you could email me that link, I would really appreciate
well,
it.
I can probably
I'll
help
set up
you
a
out
profile
there.
During the break.
I can probably help you out there because, you know, when last year I was Daily News Sexy Single, and I'll tell you, nice. I got more email.
From prison to me.
Oh my God.
It was insane.
There's a show.
Oh, do you still have those?
No, what happens
that's
is
a bit.
The majority of them, thank you, no, I don't want to get killed when any of them come out.
Yeah, right.
The majority of them come through their attorneys, and I think you have to click on a link. There's a whole process that if you want to communicate with them that you have to go through, and that expires.
Wow.
Okay. But I did receive, because we had mentioned that we were doing this benefit for the breast cancer, so my salon name and address was mentioned in the article, so I was actually getting a real mail, snail mail. One of the men, actually, he sent me probably totaling $400 or $500 to go towards the breast cancer research. That was extremely generous of him. But
yeah.
That started to get a little eerie, because, I mean, the letters just, they were very, very long, and then he asked for a photo. I sent a photo. Then it got sent back. It was just, there was a lot, you know, it wasn't a dirty photo. It was just a nice little photo. He even sent me Christmas flowers. So he was in for drugs. He wasn't in for like murder or anything.
Oh, okay.
But then again, my mom was in jail for murder. So who am I to judge? But
can we get one of these guys to use their one phone call to call into the show?
No.
Yeah, right.
You do that. I don't want to put myself in any danger.
There is a show on TV. It's called Lock Up. Where
right.
They go like interview. They spend like an hour of the show in prisons, and I'll tell you, it's sometimes it's just as good as porn.
Really?
I'm just gonna throw that out there. Yeah, I do love a
Lock
bad boy.
Up. Where? When is that?
It's on. It's on MSNBC.
Okay.
It's called Lock Up Raw, and they pick like whatever.
It was like
prison.
A documentary show.
Yeah, it's a documentary show. And they just interview prisoners, various prisons, what they're in for, and whatnot. And,
okay.
It's
pretty explicit.
Yeah, it's something to DVR.
Well, when Kenny Michaels was in studio, we obviously I felt him up, so you know, discussion got pretty sexual, but we were discussing a tossed salad. Now, he had never experienced this. And one of the things that he said was that if he ever experienced it, he would want to be in a vulnerable... He wouldn't want to be in a vulnerable position. That's one of the issues why he's never done it, because he can't picture himself in a position that wouldn't be vulnerable.
just in case anyone listening, which I doubt, doesn't know what it is, do you want to explain what the
toss salad is? Is anal, tongue to anal.
Yes.
Okay.
Eating out the butt.
Eating the butt, right. Yes. Or licking, massaging with the tongue, any of the tickle.
Massaging of the tongue, that's the best. Tongue punching. That's the guest PR.
Box. It's analingus.
Analingus.
It's analingus.
Analingus.
So he was saying that the only way that he would be able to do it is if he was in the position that, what would that position be, like up against the wall, like officer has you up against the wall?
The pat down position.
Now, I don't understand how he thinks that's not vulnerable. That apparently, he has never met any cop with a billy club. Because, right? I mean, I'm sure you've heard stories. I know. I have gay friends that unfortunately have been stopped by police and it hasn't been pleasant. Anyway, speaking of
eating asshole,
analingus. Have you had any experiences? Obviously, but recent experiences that you can tell us about?
About analingus?
Yeah. Did you have it with your Confederate man?
No, I did have it with my ex boyfriend.
Okay. This was the gentleman that wouldn't come out.
Yes, he was on the DL. I mean, his Facebook said interested in women. Everyone in his family thought he was dating girls. He was a rapper, and he used to rap a lot about pussy.
I don't think being a gay rapper really would go. Although, maybe he ought to use that.
Oh, it gave me some material.
Thugged out rapper on the DL?
He had a do-rag. It was, the thing is, honestly, I had only done it once, had it done to me once
before. You've had it done. Do you do it?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've only had it done once.
I've had it done once years ago, and then my boyfriend, he wanted to do it all the time. He loved doing it. So I was like, okay. I mean, it's different, you know?
Michael, have you had it done or have done it?
Yes, I have had it done. I have never done it.
You have had it done.
What'd you think?
Men are pussies, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, right? it's one of those, and even when I had it done, it was one of those things where it was just like, I lifted one leg. I never went both leg, which I think is the key.
So you lift, what kind did you, of, like, lift your
I
knee
only
up?
I did one leg up, which I think you might need to do two to make it better.
You gotta grab.
I wasn't blown away by the experience. It was kind of like there was.
Did
no
you discuss
planning.
It first?
No, there wasn't. And I think if you're going to do that, a shower has to be involved.
Oh, definitely.
It's but not a spontaneous maneuver.
So you were self-conscious of it, so it didn't make it as pleasurable as it could have been had you been prepared.
Right.
So what is your favorite position doing that?
Well, probably laying down on my stomach. Starting maybe
in
doggy, and he'll start, and then eventually what he used to do is he would start with me doggy, and then he would just push me down and then go for it.
Okay.
And then from there, because we would start with oral, and then he would go that, and then it would go right to intercourse from there.
I could see where you could start with oral and then end up down there.
Yeah, that's what we would do. Yeah. And then with me in that position, that then would, you know, he would go and we would have sex.
Now, Jesse, what about you?
What about me?
Same question.
Have I done it or have I had it?
Is that difficult to answer this question?
Yes.
Have you done it? Has someone done it to you?
I've had it done to me, yes. I do. I didn't ask for it, didn't expect
didn't
it.
Didn't ask for it.
Wasn't going to say.
Did you like it?
I did.
What position were you in?
Just the normal, you know, both legs.
The normal. What is the normal position?
The normal way I guess you're supposed to be, you know, that my legs weren't, you know, I wasn't like Bugs Bunny, legs behind the ears, but, you know, pulled the legs back and, you know, she took care of
it. Did you discuss it first?
No, no discussion whatsoever. It was just a,
did she have to lift the balls up first to get under there?
She did a little bit, not too much because it was pretty cold out. So, you know, when it's colder, they get a little closer to the body to stay warm. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's like the testicles are the man's temperature gauge.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, the hotter it is, the lower the leg.
I didn't know that.
Now, last but not least, have you done it?
I have done it, but not to the extent where it was so long ago, I don't even remember. But it wasn't like I didn't go in that deep, you know, playing around. I couldn't even tell you the position that he was in because it was that long ago.
Was it discussed?
I have no problem. Huh?
Was it discussed or were you feeling freaky?
I'm always feeling freaky. That's not even, you know, please. Look who you're talking to.
Now, when you were sexually active, did you ever do anal, because I know some women just don't even like men messing once around
before,
with that area.
I think I actually mentioned this on the show once before when I was in my 20s. It was one of those really freaky, freaky nights where anything, like anything goes.
Tequila was involved?
I remember liking it, but I also remember the man being not very well endowed. At this stage, okay. I can't imagine doing it if the man has got some girth. What do you think, Joe?
Well, that was the issue with my ex. It wasn't length, it was girth. And when it comes to that area, girth is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't want to tear and then end up in the hospital.
Yeah, I don't want that
to
happen.
Definitely goes without saying.
I mean, I
don't think my insurance
issues.
Covers that. You know,
I get enough
sure.
issues down there. I mean, you know, I don't want... You know, to end up.
It took a lot of lubrication and a lot of
patience.
Patience, yeah. It was very, very difficult. And
but if it's that difficult, are you enjoying it? Are you having a good time?
No, I didn't, because it was just too much.
Right.
It was too much, and that's. You know,
but now back to the Confederate guy. Yes. You didn't fuck him at all.
No. He was a total wow. top.
Huh.
He loved getting blowjobs.
Was he large?
Average, like, okay. like six,
did he ever
seven.
Say, "Shut up, you'll wake my parents"?
Well, no. When he would leave me, he would just keep putting his finger up to his mouth to shush me and hold my hand, and we would walk through the because the house was totally dark. He couldn't even turn on a light because he didn't want anyone to wake up. And he would lead me through the dark house, and it'd be very, very quiet until we got into his room, and then even then we would be relatively quiet. And I, in bed, if it's good, I'm not quiet.
Right.
You know, if I'm enjoying it, I'm enjoying it, and people are going to hear it. I'm not, like, loud and not screaming or anything, but there is moaning. There are noises. There's noises from the bed. There's a lot of noises, but he was very much like, oh, I do remember this. He
did
used
he
to cover my mouth.
I was going to say, was he, like, calling your names and stuff like
didn't,
that?
He didn't call me names. He was very quiet, but he was very into it. Like, he would, you know, but he never touched me. Like, I mean, he obviously touched me having sex, but not in an affectionate way. There was no reach around. There was no interest in that at all. He was just...
It's interesting you mentioned covering the mouth because I received an email from someone saying that they like it when a girl covers his mouth, sometimes to the point even in regular life he'll get so obnoxious. So he wanted to come into the studio, which I may take him up on this offer, and have me duct tape him and tie him up and just let him sit in the naughty corner over there.
Wow, what a great radio guest, a guy who can't
talk. Yeah, exactly. But no, he could just sit there. I'll check on him every now and then, you know.
You like spank him
change
or
his ball.
Whip or anything?
Yeah, what did you say?
You like spank him or whip him or anything? Is he like that, like full bondage?
You know, I can't
S&M
remember
fight?
The full email. I know we have an email from somebody that we're going to get to a little bit later on when we talk more into fetish, but the confessio fetish. But I don't remember specifically, but I thought, you know what? Look, if he wants to come into the studio, you know, hey, maybe I'll charge him, you know, and have him sit there in the naughty corner and, you know, I'll tie him up and duct tape him.
Make him be a good boy.
This hour brought to you by Sick Pervert in the Corner.
Yeah, exactly. We need sponsors.
Bring me to GIMP.
So why not? So we've established that anal is not really one of your favorite things to do.
With someone who's thick as a beer can, no.
Right.
Girthy.
Yeah, girthy.
But I'm really surprised that you...
what are you doing back there, girthy?
One of my friends has a dildo. It's called the Girthquake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called the Girthquake. We joke about it because she said it's too big. She can't use it. And it never occurred to me that women sometimes have the same problem with a guy being too thick. It's not length, it's thickness.
No, for me, it's if you're too long. My ex was extremely long.
Okay.
I mean, he had decent girth. He wasn't a pencil dick by any means, but it curved. It was like a banana.
Okay.
Caused extreme amount of pain.
Didn't hit the G spot doing that? Like,
no.
Yeah, that's the rumor. That's
well, I have endometriosis too. It felt like sometimes it was present on the inside of my belly button, but it was not fun.
Gosh. So, what position was the most pleasurable?
Let me see if I can remember that far back. Let me see. Where's the music? I remember on my side with him, and I remember. I was going to say maybe on top because like you were saying, you can control that. But I remember wanting to go all the way down and then it not being comfortable. So I can't really say
If it's curved, I guess it depends on the position and which way it's curved. Because obviously you're vagina goes in a certain...
Well, I have a tilt. There's some sort of tilt to my... something down there, my...
All women have a tilt in the coccyx area.
No, mine is especially tilted, I was told, by the gyno. So that might have had something to do with the endometriosis, but it was a little uncomfortable.
Mm, you have a broken pussy.
No, he had a broken
dick. It's just
dick.
Bent.
It happens.
It's bent.
That's fine.
No, his was bent, not his pussy, his dick.
Well, your vagina should have straightened it out. I mean,
yeah,
that
should have been like the perfect mix, like the shaft for the proper sword.
I wasn't doing Kegels back then. I couldn't straighten out any curved dick.
Okay.
So, but this really intrigues me, the whole...
banana dick thing.
No, the Confederate dude, because one of the reasons why I think it's important to talk about and get out there is because the next time... You know, you have an acquaintance or a friend who is homophobic and being a bigot, and, you know, just don't go along with it. Like, there are some people that just go along with what their friends do because maybe they're just not strong enough on their own or they haven't made up their own mind. And I'm saying, you know, don't follow the leader, because guess what? The leader...
is the gayest.
Yes, you know, very well could be. So
well, the guys who are, I've found, and not all of them, but the guys who are the most homophobic tend to be overcompensating because they are, in fact, gay.
They're hiding something.
Yeah, they have some kind of... You look at, like, you know, these Republican senators and congressmen who, you know, are all about family values and get caught with male hookers or in the bathroom tapping their foot at the stall next to them
because
they're waiting for the glory hole to open.
Right.
I mean, a lot of it is just that them in such self-denial.
Is that what he wanted? Is that what he wanted to happen?
Well, I don't know, and I've never done a glory hole if that ever comes up. No, I've never done that. But no, there are so many people who are just that far in the closet. I think that they might even convince themselves that they're straight, right. But if they really, when it comes down to it,
well, that's what I'm saying.
I think what they convince themselves is what they're doing isn't gay. So hence,
that's
not
exactly
gay.
What I was just saying earlier. Yeah. I would say yes, you are at least bisexual if you're allowing a man to go down on you.
Well, let me ask the two, because I'm assuming both of you are of the hetero persuasion.
In that outfit he's wearing, I wouldn't assume anything. He's
this
wearing
is,
a pink.
Although, and did you see what's down
listen,
here? Stand
listen,
up.
Listen, quiet. Listen, he's wearing a pink spandex leotard. So I wouldn't assume anything about Michael.
Right. No assumptions.
What, do you want me to feel your nuts, too?
Is no. This is all.
It looks like he's got seven of them.
That's the same with Turbo Max. It's like part of the outfit. If you're dressing up and you gotta stuff, you know.
Okay.
He is actually a character. Just, I know you're probably not in the gaming world.
I assumed he was a character.
It's, from Nintendo Wrestling. I'm Starman right now. I will be Starman all weekend for Halloween.
You just look like a big, giant penis to me.
Well,
I don't know.
The top part down,
I know. This is a hood. There's a star on the face.
Okay.
There's going to be a belt around.
Wait, actually, with the mask off and down like that, it does look like an uncircumcised penis,
like
kind of.
Like
that's
the
that's the skin part.
Yeah.
That skin.
I say wear a hat with two balls on either side.
On, right.
Good.
So we're all talking
over each other, people. I say he wears a hat with two big balls on the side, and you go as a penis. That, you know, it's...
Well, I wanted to ask the two straight guys, have either one of you had a same-sex experience?
They're not going to admit to that.
Right now? All right.
I haven't.
When you were younger, maybe as a teenager, preteen.
Was in a sort of threesome with me, a girl, and a guy, but there was never a contact, not even a... Not even the Eiffel Tower, high five.
I think you need four people for that, right?
Yeah, I guess you probably... You would need multiple
people. The London Bridge. You
so,
know,
Jesse, how long ago was that?
Back in high school.
Oh, okay. And then how did that come about?
We were just, you know, doing our usual hanging out at the cemetery, drinking, and...
playing with the Ouija board.
No Ouija boards, just getting fires going. We used to hang out in the Hart Ramft plot of the cemetery, which was a huge area that
was
blocked.
So you were drunk, basically.
Yeah.
And you all decided to gangbang this chick?
No, the chick brought me and my buddy over. He was a guitar player and stuff like that, and we were all hanging out, and she wanted both of us. Well, she brought him because he was a guitar player, and at the time, I had the weed on me, so they wanted me to come along.
Shit, at least when I was with two dudes, I did it for revenge. I mean, I didn't just do it for weed and a guitar player, for crying out loud.
But that's better. At least she did it just to be a fun chick and was like, hey, you entertain me with music. You entertain me with bud.
Right, right. Weed threesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, how much longer till we go to a break? Because
as soon as you're ready.
Okay. All right. Well, now, also what I wanted to, since I have Joe here, I'm so excited because this is what I've been promoting too.
Okay.
I personally feel I'm rather good at the hand job.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you been told that you're very good at the hand job?
I just, you know, I get results.
Well, okay.
Look, I'm a giver. All right.
You got to change your shirt afterwards. Is that the result you're talking about? You got a little mess on you?
Change the shirt.
You don't like it at all? Oh. You don't like a little mess? A little...
If they prefer, but, you know, it always ends up in the mouth.
Oh. Well, that's a hand job.
But it starts. No, it starts with a hand job.
Okay. All right. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. It leads to... Oh, and you have a prop.
So, what I did was I brought a cucumber.
Wow.
And this is actually getting ready to spoil, unfortunately. Wow. But...
He looks so familiar. It'll be softer. Hmm.
So what? I'm sorry.
So it'll be softer.
It is a little. Yeah, that's true. So it's actually it does here. Feel it. Touch it. Pass it around. Right. See, feel it. Get to know it really. Let Mike touch it. See, yeah.
Caress
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah, you have to
love
nice
it. Touch
does it.
It
feel familiar?
Put it on your mouth.
It feels much.
Kiss it.
Much bigger.
So I'm sure. Yeah, a couple of you are sports fans. I'm sure. And you've heard of Howard Cosell and Gene Hart and Marv Albert and Harry Callis.
Yeah.
One of you sports fans, tell me who I'm describing here.
Oh, I'm not the guy to look
play at. Play-by-play announcers. Anyway. So, Mike, I thought... Oh, look, it's already coming. Mike, I thought...
You are good.
We'll do most of the description, but if you could every now and then, you be our Harry Callis and you... give some, you know, play-by-play in the background there. But I was just basically going to show you some of my technique, and then I'd like you to help me out and some of the women out there because, I mean, look, I know a lot of guys like different things. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yes,
correct?
They do. Yes.
But mostly, it's pretty generic, mostly.
For the most part, like, yeah.
It's rare that you get somebody that just wants you to tug on it like a Turkish taffy, you know. So basically what I'll do...
It's an art form. You have to, you know, take pride in it.
First, what I do is I spit. I lube my hand up with spit.
Okay.
If I'm with somebody romantically and you see me go, you know, spit, you know you're about to get...
A hand job.
Right. Okay.
A handy.
So
a tug job.
I'm not going to do that because we're going to pass it around, but we'll pretend. So I put some spit on the palm of my hand.
Okay.
And I'll have to keep, because unfortunately spit's not like lube. It evaporates eventually. Mm-hmm. So I usually, I don't always halt the bottom of the shaft, but unfortunately I have to do that in this case because this is a cucumber.
Right.
But so basically what I do is I just go up and down, but I hold firm.
Yes.
Now by this time, they're already hard.
Yes.
Okay. And I hold firm. Okay, and I make a rotation. Mm-hmm. What would you call this, Harry Callis, over here?
Rotation around the cucumber.
Right. Well, it's not a cucumber. Now use your imagination.
It's the twist.
Right. It's a nice twist move. Up and down, but simultaneously up and down. Now, sometimes I do this maneuver, but first I make sure it's looped up real nice. I go up and over the head and around like that, right? And then my thumb, I make sure it goes around the rim.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Am I describing
the body part?
Right
under the hood, or whatever you would call it.
The hood?
That's usually, most guys, that's an incredibly sensitive spot.
Now, see, I didn't know that, but it just seems to feel right.
Absolutely. You can usually feel it jump a little. If you hit the right spot, you'll feel them throb.
Okay. So that's what I'll do, and then I'll keep going down and up and down and up, and then I'll go around. Now, sometimes I do the overhand, okay, because I may get tired in that position. So then I go up and down with the overhand. Now, Jesse's taking, I think, video of this, so you'll probably see this on Facebook. I'm sure we'll get flagged, so you post it.
Finally, the cucumber. This is proper way to handle a cucumber.
Prepare it for what? A toss salad?
Yes.
Anyway.
I can add this to my clip reel. It'll be great for agents.
Okay, so then I go this way. And then sometimes I'll even pull on it this way and then go up and around like that. Okay, on the head. Again, on the head.
Mm-hmm.
So... You give me some pointers. I'm going to pass our green dick over to you, Joe, and you give me some pointers.
I feel like you missed one important area.
Oh, tell me.
Or two, the balls.
Oh, well, of course.
You know,
of course I do. No, the other hand is always fondling the balls, but go ahead.
I usually start, before blowjob or handjob, I will start with the balls.
Nice.
But some guys are very sensitive and don't like it. I love to do that. I think it's good to start there, build it up, you know.
So, now, do you have any lube or anything on the balls?
No, you just need your mouth.
That's okay, see, need. I have fingernails. See, that might be a problem, no?
Well, not if you're, but again, not if you're, you know, licking them or sucking on them. Do it at the same time.
That I definitely do, but I'm talking just alternate. With the hand. Like, I may cup the balls.
Actually, I think it'd be fine, especially if you maybe drug your nails across them softly.
Really?
I think that, oh,
I'm going to try that. Yeah. Okay,
not
ladies, do you hear
much.
This? Yeah. Slightly drag the fingernail that's across the ball sack.
Yeah, no, it's
stretching it out lightly or no? Just
you can do that. Some guys like you to pull on it a little bit. I've met some guys who'd like you to yank the ball skin down.
Now, when you go around the balls, like where I usually like to play around the balls is like underneath near the anal area.
Yes, yeah.
So are you referring to that area? Or?
I will do that. I'm not really one to put a finger down there. I don't but I will also, though, pay attention and caress the inside of the thighs, especially right next to the balls.
Okay.
That's a nice little erogenous zone.
Okay.
And then I would, once I'm got the balls thoroughly ready.
So you're
lathered.
Lathered, yes.
So you're, and you probably have a little pre-cum showing up there, I'm sure.
A little bit.
So you have, okay, so your one hand, you have the balls.
Yes, I one hand the balls.
And then in your other hand.
And then
hand.
I will still do the same. I do what you do, which is the twist, which I think, honestly, the twist is.
Look at that.
Yeah, no, it's a killer. And then you go over the top. Now it depends. If they're uncircumcised, the tip is usually much more sensitive.
That's interesting.
Yeah, if they're uncircumcised. So a lot of guys who are uncircumcised, I will pull it down, the skin, depending on how much skin there is. You know, pull it down.
See, if there's a lot of skin, I'm sorry. Look, I don't even like seafood for that. I don't buy pistachios.
Yeah,
I don't want to work to get, you know.
It's it's like a present you have to unwrap.
I know. You said that before, but to me it's like cracking open a pistachio.
It is, but with some guys, though, once you pull that skin down, you can't put your hand up over the actual... I call it the hood. I think it's
really
the tip of the penis because it's so sensitive.
What
they
if
actually,
you sucked on it?
Well, that's another thing too. But so, I mean, that's fine. But I think it's the motion of just concentrating on that area and putting your fingers up and down over it like this.
They would probably explode.
Well, they just want you to stop because it actually is so sensitive it hurts.
Really?
Yeah. So I've had some guys who are uncircumcised who prefer it to the skin to stay up. You can pull it down a little,
right?
But then use the skin and move the skin up and down.
Do you hear this, ladies?
Don't
so if you're with an uncircumcised man. Don't use the skin.
No, use the skin. Don't pull it down to do the tip.
Use the skin to
the
massage.
Yeah, so pull the skin up and down because they're used to that feeling, but don't pull the skin down and use your hand on the tip.
Now, what about, like, have you ever then, because there are some men that like it fast, though, that just
like
that jerking feeling.
They want you to squeeze it. Some guys say squeeze it hard.
Right.
They want you to squeeze it. So you'll do
that. Now, do you think that's more like the norm, or do you think that's, you know?
I would say that's not the norm. I have. Very few guys who say that, but a lot of guys do. Some guys like it when you squeeze
it. Right before they're ready to come, they like it really fast.
Well, really fast. Yeah, they always say faster, you know. If you know, you don't know what you're doing, I hate when they tell you, by the way, what to do.
Okay.
I hate when a guy gives me tips. I know what I'm doing.
Right. That really is a buzzkill.
It is annoying. And the worst thing, too, I hate when they grab your head.
Oh, I've had that done on a first date.
I don't like that at all.
Sure. So, Michael, how do you like it?
Can you show us?
Yes, Michael, here.
Show us with the cucumber. He's got this stupid costume on. He's not going
to...
could see how he's holding it. You can't show us how you like to have... Like, pretend your girlfriend's here and she's never seen a dick before.
Well, here's the thing. And this is the question...
Get close to the mic.
This is the question I had for you before. Like, when you were talking about the hand spit thing, it was like, okay, we're about to hook up. It's going to get real now.
Right.
Do you try to incognito, like, spit in your hand? Like, does the guy know?
Time,
do you do it in front of him?
I'm not giving hand jobs under the L for $20. It's we're already making out. It's like, you know, clothes have taken off. So, you know.
Yeah. Because I know that a lot of times, like, you know, that's like the petting through clothes. To get you hot, to get the pre-cum going, to buy the
time,
the clothes
are
off.
He's avoiding the question.
You have a little
play with the goddamn cucumber, will you?
Jerk it.
You know, yeah. I mean, just generally straight on. I mean, I have had this. That gets
what's
too
this?
Sensitive.
Shut, tell
like,
us. We're on radio.
Are talking about when
over the tip, the
over
thumb,
the tip.
The working with
yeah,
the thumb.
Over the tip and the thumb does get too sensitive for me, where I can only take that like a little bit.
Well, see, I'm not going to do it until we start a fire. I mean, you know, I. I go over and then back down again, you know.
But the whole thing with the hand job, it's length of hand job before,
and it's also length of penis,
you know, because it's just like generally hand job for me doesn't last longer than 2 minutes.
Because and then you want you sex progress. Or you're ready to come?
Or I can go, then either blowjob or sex.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the hand job is one of those things where I would rather have it loose than tight because I know what's coming afterward anyway. And
so you're
just
quick,
a
draw, quick draw McGraw. That's basically what you're saying.
No.
You
no,
should have been here last week to do the Kegels because, you know, it helps with pre-ejaculation.
Oh, like stop yourself in the middle of pissing and isn't that like that exercise?
That's the way Kenny really described it.
Yeah, definitely. I've done that.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to take a break. We're having so much fun here. But, you know what? You know who's going to call in tonight? This is really exciting. Again, my lovely intern. I don't know. You're really showing Michael up over here. I mean, he's...
In that costume, I think he's showing me up.
Oh. So he, you can't just come in here in a pretty pink costume and think that you got the kid. Anyway, we have porn star Danny Wilde calling in a little bit. This was a last minute surprise, so it's not actually on our itinerary here. Thanks to Joe here. So he just texted him. So he'll be calling in soon. So if you have any questions, I never gave out the phone number. And so I definitely want to do that. But if you have any questions for either Danny, you can email me or put them on my Facebook page, on the Lolo page, or call in. Or if you have any questions for me or anyone here, please call in. The number is 676. Or no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I rolled up my gum. 267-639-3613. And we're going to hear music from Clashing Plaid, right?
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
Here we go.
Hello, this is John Lennon. Imagine if I had met Lolo before Ono. Ono indeed.
The Lolo Show on VoltaRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Christmas tea.
Wait a minute. You're not dead?
Not yet, but call back later.
The Lolo Show on VoltaRadio.com.
From when she gets up in the morning to when she goes to sleep at night, she stays so horny all day long. I think it's intervention time, Lolo. Addicted to sexting, Lolo. Write down my number, please, Lolo. Just in case you're ever in a bind, Lolo. Addicted to sexting, Lolo. Write down my number, please, Lolo. Just in case you're ever in a bind. Guitar.
I remember it like it was just yesterday. I know it was so many years ago, but it was one of the most terrifying experiences I've ever had. Turn off the cameras, please. Can I have a minute, please?
Doom, 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 doom. Glass.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. No, no, I'm okay. Can I get a cigarette? Thanks. No, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I remember, it was a long time ago. I had just barely turned 17 or 18. And I was asleep in my bed. And this creature, this thing came over me. Literally, it came over me and it sat on my chest and it wouldn't let me up. At first, I thought it was like some kind of fantasy because it was hairy. And I was like, oh, it's some big, burly, bearded man that just came to... you know, be romantic with me. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all. At first, it felt like it was kissing me, so I was kissing it back. And then it wanted more or something. I don't know what was happening. Then it got aggressive, and it wrapped itself around my entire face, and it wouldn't let me breathe. It was like that thing from Aliens. I tried screaming, but I couldn't. It was muzzled over my mouth, and I was like screaming into nothingness. And then it just got more and more and more aggressive. It just clamped itself around my entire head this time like a vice grip. I felt like I was going to explode, and it just wouldn't let me breathe. It wouldn't let me speak. It wouldn't let me do anything. It just held on. And it wouldn't let go. I thought I was gonna die. And then, after it had itself gripped around my entire head, I could hear screaming and I could feel clawing all over my body and convulsing, and it was just horrible. And then it started oozing some stuff, some liquid, some juice, something gross just started oozing out of it and then pouring into my mouth. Eventually, the experience stopped, and it was over, but I just laid there in fear. It kind of like took its flaps, and it flew away like a bat. When I finally had the strength to get up, I realized what it was. It was the first time I ever ate pussy. Not for me. Now, if that ain't a scary story, I don't know what is. I hope you stay globulous, and I will see you again next Wednesday. All right, peace.
Thank you for calling Dr. Seward's office. This is Ted. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello, doctor's office.
I have a problem. Well, actually, I don't have the problem. My wife has the problem. See, that is the problem. I have to talk to you about my wife.
Well,
My wife is afraid of telephones. She never gets on the telephone, ever. If it rings, she hides in the closet.
Sir, this is the gynecologist's office. Perhaps your wife will need a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
It's nothing like that. Please, do you have a minute?
I really don't understand it.
You have a minute. Let me explain. My wife sticks things inside of her.
I don't think this is an appropriate conversation, sir. I'm just a receptionist here. Would you like to have a conversation with Dr. Seward?
No, please. You're a woman. Maybe you can help me with this. My wife is putting things and storing things in her hoo-hoo.
In her hoo-hoo?
You know, the female parts.
This is really inappropriate.
Please, listen. Just give me a minute. My wife started off small. She started off with pieces of rice, beans, candies.
This is really inappropriate, sir. I really don't think this is a good idea to have this conversation. Let me connect you with the doctor.
Don't do that. She took our parrot and put it in there.
Excuse me?
Our parrot. Now every time I want to stick it in, I'm afraid Polly's going to want a cracker.
Do you listen to talk radio?
I listen to 93.3 every once in a while for the talk radio.
Have you ever listened to Howard Stern or Oprah Winfrey?
I used to listen to Howard Stern before he went off of our normal radio stations.
And Oprah Winfrey, did you ever listen to her or watch her show?
No, not really.
If there was a show out there that claimed to be able to bridge the gap between Howard Stern and Oprah Winfrey, do you think that'd be something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Howard Stern was probably the funniest thing I've ever heard. I don't really know about Oprah Winfrey that much.
If the host of the show looked like this, would that draw you to the show a little more or less?
Oh, hell yeah. A little more.
And we're back. We're celebrating Halloween Lolo style with talk about fetish and hand jobs and all kinds of exciting things. But I just wanted to mention, we heard a great song parody by Little Mikey, who does many of the song parodies for Robin on the Stern Show. So I just wanted to give him a thanks and a shout out. And please follow Little Mikey SP on Twitter. It's at Little Mikey SP. And also my friend from the Gay LA Boys, he also contributed that piece, the scary was a scary creature, the first time he ever had experience with a vagina. It's very fun. It's even funnier on the visual. If you visit him either on YouTube through Gay LA Boys or Robert's Daily Dose, I'm sure you'll really get a kick out of him. Like I said earlier, I fell in love with him. So anyway, Joe, we're going to have Danny Wild call in a couple minutes, and he's a porn star, and he's bisexual, you told me.
Yeah, he's openly bisexual.
Now, I wanted to ask you, do you watch straight porn or gay porn or both?
Straight porn.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like gay porn. I don't. It's a lot of really big muscle guys. It's a whole look I don't.
Just awkward?
It is. And I like straight guys. I don't know. Also, gay porn uses condoms. Mm-hmm. I mean, I advocate using condoms, but when you're watching sex and then the fantasy, you don't want to see condoms, and straight porn doesn't.
What,
do
they actually show them putting it on?
No, but you can see them wearing it. It's just, I don't know. There's a whole lot of things that turn off and all. I mean, I don't really like gay porn. No, I not a fan.
And a little later on, we're as I said earlier, we're going to talk about fetish, and we have an ongoing bit that we have confessio fetish. And I know, Michael, the last time you were in, you had mentioned that we should have a top 10 list of the top 10 fetishes. Now, I did Google that, and I got something off AskMen.com, and I really wasn't overly impressed with their list. I do, though. I do agree with what their description says, that what is a fetish. But we're going to dial up Danny Wild, because I'd like to talk to him just briefly. Unfortunately, because this was last minute, we don't have a lot of time to talk with him, but I do want to talk with him more extensively at another time.
Now, one of the things that, like, because I saw, like, when you're always posting, you talk about, like, the fetish stuff on, like, the Facebook page and stuff. One of the ones I saw was armpit.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Is that like the man is having sex with that like area, or
what I was referring to actually? And I didn't research it extensively, but I'm going to assume that that is also the case. But what I'm aware of, because I had a friend who dated a man who wanted her to grow in his armpit, her armpit hair.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Now, my first thought, you know, I'm thinking, okay, where did this originate? What was, you know, the catalyst that started this? Like, you know, is it, you know, did he grow up in Europe? I don't know, you know. But then in my head, I thought he obviously, not obviously, but maybe he wants more than one vagina. And he looks at the armpit as a vagina, but, you know.
So you think that he would actually then have her close her arm?
I'm like, assuming. Tight, unfortunately, then... I really didn't go into detail with her about it. Joe, have you ever heard of that? Like, I had a friend, but I didn't really question her extensively, who her boyfriend wanted her to grow in her armpit hair. And we're wondering, is it about, like, he's, like, fucking her armpit? Or is it just, you know...
It's very European.
That's what I said. Like, yeah, I was always... I'm wondering what triggered it.
I have absolutely no idea. I think if you like a woman, you'd like her to be a little feminine.
No, this guy, he wanted every girl he dated, he wanted them to grow in their armpit hair.
What about leg hair?
But
no. But that is another fetish.
But after the hair would grow in, we don't know what would happen, what he would do
with it. I didn't follow through on asking her. I didn't have a show then.
Because I would think, like, if he grew it out, that would be...
gross.
Tougher to fuck the armpit, like, if it's all hairy.
True. Because there wouldn't be that glide. True.
Yeah.
Well, we have Danny Wild on the phone with us. Good evening, Danny. Welcome to the Lolo Show.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you.
I'm really, really glad that you were able to, you know, be a guest on the show. We just had a couple questions, but I was looking over your resume. I noticed you have quite an extensive list. You're a porn star, obviously. You don't have a problem with me saying that, I'm sure. But you have a pretty extensive list. What were many of them starring roles, or all of them?
Starring roles? Like in the porn films, you mean?
Yes.
I mean, I guess. I'm having sex in, like, most of them. I don't know if I'd be, like, the star. But,
his penis is the star.
You know, like, that's just, I think, how many scenes I've done. I've probably done over, like, between 500 and 600 sex scenes to this day.
Wow. How many movies do you make, say, in a month's time?
In a month's time?
Yeah.
I work about, like, 10 to 12 days out of the month on average. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. But
how long does it take to generally?
A day is usually a movie, so I don't know.
Oh, so I was just going to say, how long does it usually take to shoot a film?
Well, I mean, like, there's a difference between, I think, internet content and, like, feature films. A lot of feature porn films are shot in, like, 3 days, which is an astronomically small amount of time considering every other filmic media, I think. But, you know, most internet content is not really, like, a full-length movie. It's just, like, a sex scene, maybe with an intro and maybe an outro at the end.
Now, who have you worked with that would know of?
Well, I don't know. How familiar are you with porn? I mean...
Well, I know that I see you've worked with for Vivid, and there were a couple more. I wish I had it in front of me.
Naughty America.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked for all the major companies, at least on the straight side. So, yeah, Vivid, Hustler, Adam mm-hmm. and Eve, all that
Adam
stuff.
Adam and Eve.
Oh, my God. I've probably seen this guy.
Yeah, I've done, actually, I do a web cartoon called darkbrain.com, and I work with Tabitha Stevens.
With who?
Tabitha Stevens on that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't think I've actually worked with her, but I know who that is.
Do porn stars, do you ever fight over who gets top billings on a film?
No, I mean maybe. I don't, like, really, I do predominantly straight porn right now, and the guys are kind of just, you know, I mean, we get a little bit more credit sometimes depending on the movie, but, like, for the most part, I don't really give a fuck. Like,
it's mostly, but it's
primarily marketing the girls.
I was just going to say, so it's...
I don't even...
That's one industry, finally, where women get top billing.
Right.
How did you get started? I noticed you were, what, 21 when you got started?
I actually did my first scene when I was 19, and I just turned 26 on Friday, so it's been a little while. I was just a student trying to get by, and I found an ad on Craigslist for, like, a femdom website in San Francisco when I was living near there. And
good old Craigslist
again. I applied, and, yeah.
Did you know what you were getting into initially? Or was it a bait and switch?
Well, I mean, it wasn't completely that thought out, to be honest, but I knew what was going to happen. I mean, they were very clear with me, like, what was going to go on, and it seemed interesting at the time, and I was at least, like, theoretically into S&M at that point.
Okay, so you were pretty open sexually anyway, so it wasn't, you know, a big deal. Now, but how about your parents? Like, how do they feel about it?
You know, like... I think they're as supportive as possible without being like, you love what you do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think maybe some parents, but most parents are going to be like, yeah, we're so happy you're doing porn. But at the same time, I have a pretty good relationship with both of them at this point. So.
Have they seen any of your work?
you know, I don't think they really watched the movies, but... My mom gave me my Playgirl issue as, like, a stocking stuffer one year.
so you were in Playgirl. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, can we find that online anywhere?
Probably. I imagine
Google
so.
Image.
Well, give yourself a plug while you're here, because you're not here just to amuse us. Please, definitely plug what you have going on while you're on air with us. Hello?
Lose them?
Uh-oh. We lost our connection. Hello? Well, while we're trying to get him back on, I don't know, maybe sometimes with the cell phone, if some other call comes through.
Did it drop?
We dropped our call.
Does he say he's on there still?
Yeah. Is he on?
Can you hear me? Oh, apparently. I don't know. We're going to try to get him back, unfortunately. Huh. Okay, we're going to hook him back in. I don't know what happened. Technical issues. We should have, if unfortunately Jesse's my sound effects man, so he's also dealing with the phone call. So he,
yeah.
Are you there?
No, we're not.
No,
there.
We can't.
Oh, wait, we got him.
It's a loose connection.
Do we got him?
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. You know, and I forgot the question I asked him. Does anyone remember?
Yeah,
the
one of them to give out props for whatever he's doing.
Oh,
right
yeah. It wasn't a question. I want you to plug what you have going on.
I mean, I think the easiest thing to plug would be my blog, because most things I have going on are updated there, which is, it's called truewestcoastfiction.blogspot.com, except it's T-R-V-E instead of T-R-U-E.
Okay.
It's kind of a play on that Latin V, but...
Now, if we Google Danny Wilde, yeah, I was going to say, that would probably be easy. Wilde is spelled W-Y-L-D-E. That would be probably a lot easier, too.
Yeah. Just Google Danny Wilde blog, and you'll find it, I'm sure, on the first page.
Now, I wanted to ask you, because Joe had told me that you also are working on some non-porn projects.
I think I'm working on the... I have a band that just started to play live, and we're actually doing a music video in a couple of weeks that I'm directing with a friend of mine. So yeah, I mean, I went to film school, so I try to do as many like little filmic projects on the side.
How do you think that's going to cross over? Like, how do you think you're going to be perceived as a porn star doing non-porn films? Do you think, you know, I know what porn actress crossed over?
Jenna Jameson.
And there was another one too.
Sasha Grey.
So do you feel that it'll be easier for you, or easy for you being that you're male, or do you find that could be an issue?
You know, I really don't want to be like a mainstream actor or anything like that. And I think even with working behind the camera on other stuff,
okay,
like I have no like I'm not hoping to be like the next Steven Spielberg or anything, or even Sasha Grey. I think like I fucking hate most people in mainstream like film that I've met who are at least higher up. I have a lot of friends who are like struggling artists and shit, but
what's the longevity of the career of a porn star? What's the longevity of the career of a porn star?
I mean, it's probably less for girls than it is for guys, but I think you can, I mean, I know guys who are performing in their 50s. I don't think that's necessarily something I'd want to do.
Well, it might be considered fetish, you know? I mean, some of the granny porn is fetish, so grandpa porn.
Yeah, but, like, you don't want to be that dude who's, like... all the girls or like guys or whoever are like grossed out by, you know, I mean, there may be
like Ron Jeremy. Yeah, like Ron Jeremy. So the money's good, I take it. The money's...
No one wants to fuck Ron Jeremy now. You know what I mean? It's just sort of like a
Believe me, I don't think I would have wanted to fuck him back then either, but so the money's good. So you're doing well then.
No, I would actually, well, yeah, I mean, I'm doing fine. Not like, I'm definitely not rich. I mean, I live in a one-bedroom apartment in L.A., but, like, I wouldn't say, there's great money in porn. It's actually failing miserably right now. Like, it's taking a huge nosedive.
Do you think that's because of the internet?
Yeah, because, no, you don't pay for porn, do you?
No, I don't. I create my own porn.
Yeah, no one, I mean, I don't know, maybe some of you out there pay for it, like, occasionally, but, like, most people, I don't know. I've met a couple people who have admitted to me, like, yeah, I buy porn, and it's, I'm like, wow, you're kind of like a unicorn or something.
Yeah, it's not like the days of the VCR and stuff. So, all right, so plug your blog again, if you would, for us, please. And
yeah, it's called True West Coast Fiction about blogspot.com, but I would just Google Danny Wild blog.
Danny Wild.
And lots of fun stuff on there.
Okay, and we're going to wrap the call because we're going to actually start talking about fetish. We have a bit where we have people confess your fetish. And my new intern here, Joe, has pulled a couple of interesting letters. Do you have any fetishes, Danny?
Me?
Yeah.
I just like rough sex. Like, I don't think I'm really into anything that's that atypical, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I can get into a lot of stuff, but I think part of like doing porn is you just have to be able to get turned on in like any situation they throw at you. So
yeah.
I like to just say I'm versatile when it comes to that.
I guess it's tough for a man because, you know, it's not like a woman where you can fake it. Have you ever taken Viagra?
Oh yeah, I take Cialis for every scene, and so does every guy in the industry.
Nice.
I think it's otherwise, like, I did a scene that was fucking 4 hours long 2 weeks ago, and I'm not going to do that with no help, you know what I mean?
That's crazy. Why'd it take so long? What the hell? Somebody not know their lines?
No, it's a bondage scene, so you got to tie the girl up for 15 minutes in between each sex position, and if you have, like, four or five positions, you know.
See, that's where you need stunt doubles. Anyway, so we're going to say goodnight, and I'd love to talk to you more extensively. Like I said, unfortunately, it was so last minute. We don't really have a long time to talk with you, but it was such a pleasure to speak with you, and we're definitely, I know I'm following you on Twitter. What's your Twitter, what's your Twitter name?
It's just at Danny Wild.
At Danny Wild, and Wild is spelled with a Y, so for anybody who wants to check him out, please do that. Thank you, Danny, very much. It was such a pleasure.
You too.
Have a good evening. Bye bye. Well, that was pleasant. That was very nice. Thank you, Joe. We're dropping. We're buzzing and dropping. So, we have to go to a commercial already? Time's flying. Oh, it's 11:09. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go to a commercial.
When we are alone in our private worlds, sometimes the only thing left to do is obey.
On your knees. Get down and kneel, slave. Beg like a dog. Crawl to me, and we shall see how you follow orders.
When our personal cravings get out of control, sometimes you can only look toward a goddess.
Now lick the bottom of my soles. Lick my stocking feet, you pathetic pig. I order you to put my shoe back on and remain lying on the floor.
Lolo's Foot Diaries, an exploration into foot fetishism, love, and worship. Order it now through CD Baby, iTunes, or at loisburat.com. Do it now.
Hello, Claiborne
Veterinary. Hello?
Yes, Claiborne Veterinary, how can I help you?
Well, you're gonna have to help me. Well, not me, my dog.
Sir, what's the matter? Is this an emergency?
No. Well, I don't know if it is or it isn't. My dog, he swallowed a bunch of things.
Things? What kind of things?
My pills.
What kind of pills?
There was all kinds, and none of them like heavy drugs, just things for my heart, things like that.
Well, we're definitely going to have to do something about him. Probably a very sick dog. What kind of dog is he?
He's a dachshund. And he's a long, mature male dachshund. And right now, he's very lethargic and limp. But sometimes when I rub him, he gets very tight and hard and very rigid.
I understand. Any other symptoms?
He doesn't want any treats. And it's just, he's got white discharge coming from his nose.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Tom.
Tom, we need more information.
I want to give you the dog's name.
What's the dog's name?
Penis.
Excuse me?
The dog's name. It's Penis. He was named after my father.
Is this serious?
I bet I'll tell you it's serious. The dog ate a bunch of my Viagra. I couldn't bend him for over 4 hours. I'm not kidding. This is really happening. I think my cat got into it, too.
What's the cat's name? Pussy?
No. Cunt.
I just have to rethink everything because you're just bastard people. You're just bastard people.
I'm just going to go home and bite my pillow.
Hi, this is Al Rosenberg, and whenever I'm anywhere, I listen to The Lolo Show.
Back from the grave.
Hello there, this is Bobby Kennedy. I wish I'd known Lolo, I sure would have taken a shot at her. Hey, Jack, get away from Marilyn, it's my turn with her.
The Lolo Show on VoltaRadio.com.
Grab at the wrong team. Cut.
Welcome to darkbrain.com, a bold experiment in web comics. Only here will you find web comics with amazing art, original music, and voiceover narration.
Igor, what are you doing near the computer?
Oh, master. I'm sitting here and I'm enjoying the Lolo Show.
The Lolo Show? What's that, pray tell?
It's this wonderful woman on the internet. She has a radio show and she shows her boobs on a website.
Igor, I didn't know sex interested you when the bodies have heads.
I'm always open to expansion, Master. You should try it. The Lolo Show is now on VoltaRadio.com.
Igor, you impetuous thing.
With Confess Y'all Fetish. And I can't believe so much time has passed. We had so much to do this evening.
Our plate was full.
I don't think Joe's mic is on. Is Joe's mic
on? It's on. I mean, there's no turning it off from over here.
Okay, because I didn't hear you really in my...
Nah, I didn't hear him either.
Is it on?
There it is.
We got you.
But yeah, there's so much that we had going on tonight. So we're just going to do Confessio Fetish because I'm really interested. One of the things that I pulled up looking for the top 10 fetishes... Like I said, I really wasn't impressed with what this AskMen.com came up with. But, I will tell you, I did like their descriptions. Basically, what they said is fetish is when you are obsessively fixated on either an object or body part. And what I believe, you know, we went around the table a few weeks ago, and even Randy said it was an enhancer, which I don't agree with. I believe that a true fetish is that you need the specific something for sexual gratification. In other words, when you masturbate, you fantasize about that particular thing. So, in other words, you can't...
Can't get off without it.
You can't get off without it. Right. I mean, when you say...
I think you could get off without it. I think though you'd prefer to get off with it. Like if you had to choose, you'd rather do that. If you have a fetish that requires a partner, not every partner might be into it. You're still gonna have sex with them, but you might not stay with them.
It also mentioned too, which was true in the relationship I had with the man with foot fetish, because he could not get off unless it involved the foot. So if it also interrupts your relationship or causes friction, you know, with your relationship. I mean, that's almost like gambling. That's an obsession.
Right.
I mean, I think a fetish is more described as more an obsession. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything kinky or does it?
I mean, I would think it, by its nature, it's something out of the mainstream. So it is a little, a little kinky, a little different. I don't think it's bad.
I have a vaginal sex fetish. I mean, it's
you freak.
It's gotta be.
I don't know the way you handled that cucumber. I mean, this is naming body piercing, stomach. Like this to me, like that. The article was basically useless when it came to naming the top 10. I'm sure I probably could have gone further, but anyway. Give us a little taste of what you've got. There are two that really intrigued me. One, I know he didn't actually write the letter, but you spoke to him. Well, the daddy fetish I'm referring to?
Yeah, there was a gentleman who, I don't know if you are still taking calls. You can give out the number.
Yeah, let's give out the number, 267-639-3613.
So if I spoke to anyone via Craigslist, this would be the time to call in. And yes, I did search on Craigslist because it's not just for hookers anymore. And I found a guy who is a daddy.
You can sell your couch and get laid all in the same day.
Looking for a daughter.
Okay.
He's an older gentleman who wants younger girls, I believe,
now,
like 18, 19.
Okay, because that's pedophilia. I mean, or does he mean like dressed the way I'm dressed this evening with the big giant lollipop?
See, he didn't get into exact detail. I'm assuming it's some kind of role play where, you know, they probably call him daddy.
But you're saying he asked specifically for younger women.
Yes, but not looking for underage girls. I think 18, 19.
So 20. I definitely wouldn't pass because even though I have this big giant lolly that I'm enjoying and sucking on and licking.
I don't know. I mean,
my little baby
video.
Socks, and you know that's not gonna happen.
I think he's looking for someone who I think would resemble his daughter at the appropriate age.
Does he want them to be submissive? Basically,
I think so. I know he in the ad, if I remember it correctly, said that he has other daughters and he's looking for another girl to join them.
So it's in like an orgy situation.
Do you think that he's actually looking for someone that looks like one of his daughters?
Well, that's the thing. Because if he does call in, I want to ask him if he has daughters.
If he has children.
If he does have daughters.
Now, is he a married man, or do you know?
It didn't say. He was very vague. Of course, doesn't want to give out his name, and that's totally understandable. I don't want to give out anyone's name.
Because one of the things with Confess Your Fetish, which I wanted to do, was to help someone who had a fetish transition into, so that their partner could also enjoy. So we were going to more or less help them. This one would be a little difficult if he had a wife, and I said to the wife, he has a little girl fetish, you know.
Right.
I mean, yeah, she could role play, but I don't know. I don't really believe that's what he's looking for.
I don't know, but I did find another married man who is into something different. He is into, I guess you would call it circle jerks.
This is interesting. I've heard of this before.
He identifies as straight, but he is into masturbating with groups of other straight men.
Okay.
Not oral sex, no sex at all. He likes to masturbate with straight men while they talk about having sex with their girlfriends or wives. And hearing those stories about how they get them off.
Now, I know in his email I read over, you forwarded it to me, you know, he mentions basically what triggered it. And it's been my experience from talking to different people who have fetishes that there is always that one Usually when they're going through puberty, not just puberty, but when they're very first learning about sex or having their sexual experience, and there's always that one key experience that triggers the fetish. Although, in my case, then, if anytime I smelled plastic, I'd probably get horny since I used to masturbate with Dawn dolls, but that's another story. So he talks about his uncle coming into his bedroom at a very early age, correct? Elaborate on that.
He was 15, and his uncle was recently separated from his wife.
So at 15, he was just discovering the penis?
He was just, I think he discovered it, you know, when you're 15.
Well, they discovered it at birth, but...
I think by the time you're like, you probably start masturbating when you're 12.
So he was obviously already masturbating.
Yeah, and his uncle was sharing a bedroom with him, and... the uncle walked in on him masturbating.
One time my brother caught me masturbating, but I'll get into that another show.
Were you using the doll for that? No?
No, I had the sheets. I used to pull the sheets over me. I didn't use the doll. I would role play with the dolls.
Oh, okay.
I would have the dolls have sex with each other, and then I would get horny from it and masturbate. You didn't know that, did you, Mike?
I did, and I was envisioning, like, legs kicking out from
My vagina did not swallow any Barbies. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
So he said that his uncle walked in on him masturbating at age 15, and he was very embarrassed and didn't say anything about it. And later the uncle told him that it was just a normal thing that boys do.
Right.
And if he wants, they could do it together.
Hmm.
So the uncle, it doesn't say how old the uncle was, I'm guessing, you know, 30s maybe.
Now, do you think this is a form of child abuse, or what do you think's going on here?
Personally, that to me is pedophilia right there. I mean, again, not judging the uncle, I don't want to upset this gentleman, but that's clearly
a line.
Do
you think that's like when my dad told me not to be a cock tease at 16?
Well, that was better advice. Your dad wasn't in there telling you how to masturbate or giving you tips.
My brother taught me how to masturbate,
that's another story. So this went on for a period of time, and he graduated from masturbating with his uncle to masturbating with friends around the same age.
Okay.
So up through high school, and then he did it while he was at college with a roommate.
So I think it probably became a fetish for him during, obviously, the first time was he was probably just, you said he was already probably masturbating, or he was. So maybe it is the puberty thing. I don't know. It's interesting what triggers a fetish. What do you think triggers the fetish?
Well, I think this obviously happened multiple times. The uncle lived with him for a while.
Repetition. So. Repetition.
You become, you know, it's his first experience with someone else, even though it wasn't actual sex. It was a sexual act he was sharing.
You don't think
with
he had
else.
Ever had a heavy petting experience with a female?
He says nothing about that here. And I mean, I don't think so.
You think it was because it was a sexual experience with a partner.
Right.
Hey, Uncle Danny, you want to beat off together? Like,
it doesn't work. And the thing is, he identifies as straight. He says he's never had sex with another man.
Right.
And he's married, but he goes with he's a group of guys, one of whom is 80 years old.
Are they all straight?
And they all identify as straight.
No age discrimination.
Again, it's that whole they identify as straight, but who knows? You know, my Confederate guy.
Do you think he would be honest though?
This was totally anonymous. I mean, he knew I wasn't going to use his name
in
his email.
He told us this much.
He tells me his uncle was jerking off with him at 15, I don't really think there's anything else that he could hide.
Here's what I believe. I do believe that it is a straight man's thing. You know, we discussed about voyeurism, but then you pointed out...
where's the woman to look at? If you're straight, you want to look at a woman.
But then didn't he describe himself as an exhibitionist? So there's a little bit of that going on.
Right. But an exhibitionist, he could then just go out and jerk off in public somewhere, sit in his car and jerk off. I mean, he's doing it in a room full of men. He could jerk off in a room full of women.
Now,
why isn't his fetish that women
watch him? This is a married
man? He's married, yeah.
I wonder if he's invited his wife or at least told her about it.
No, he doesn't say that. He says he's totally aroused by, you know, guys talking about their wives.
Or would that ruin it?
But...
see, I would think it might be like some kind of like weird tribal thing. Like, I'm picturing like in the woods, like male, like
manly man mustaches.
Yeah, right. And then it just turns to circle jerk central.
It's weird because he says he has a great sex life with his wife. So it's not like he's unfulfilled sexually, but there's just something that almost compels.
He's probably thinking in his head about doing the circle jerk while he's with his wife, no?
Well, then I think that would be gay. I mean, if you're thinking about other men masturbating while you're having sex with your wife.
See, I don't think so, because I think it's the climax that is getting him off, and the fact that it's kind of forbidden. I don't see this. I mean, if we did, is this gay or not? I don't see this as gay. What, you say yes, Joe. What totally do you say, Mike? You gay. Think this is a gay act?
Yes.
Do you think this is a gay act, Jesse?
You know, yeah, I do for the most part, but... Then with what you said, though...
Pick a side.
When watching porn, you know, I don't like to finish myself until the money shot in the porn.
We'll see.
But that's not, what I'm but talking about. But that's not what I'm... You know, that's...
But it's the climax that
right,
gets you
so
off. See, that's
the,
what
I'm
saying.
I'm on the fence.
That's what I... See,
yeah, but you're I, with... I mean, when you're with a woman, she climaxes. I mean, she doesn't...
Yeah, but it's not
shoot.
The same. It's not as visual. You okay. don't see like a yeah. fountain. You don't see it like, you know, a nice okay. fountain pen.
Yeah. Oh, so this guy gets off when other his circle jerk buddies start getting off too?
You're just getting off? That? That might be Welcome too to tight. That suit might be a little too tight on him. He's just
Well, I don't understand. So are they like, who comes first? Like, are they all like...
Ooh, good question.
I know. You're just yeah. trying to pretend that it doesn't get you off. You're probably one of those circle jerk members. I'm telling you, that outfit, I'm a little suspect now.
The weak one comes first, I guess.
The weak one comes first?
Or do they all try to come together?
Is this talked about before? Like, when? Okay, when do they, like, they get together, like, hey, and then it's just like, okay,
first
now
they have coffee.
Like, they ring the bell, it's like, right. time to circle up, right. like... I don't know.
What I'm most disturbed about is that there is an 80-year-old man in this group who, I don't care, even if you're gay, who wants to look at 80-year-old balls while you're jerking off. I mean, really.
I don't know if they're just really focusing. See, I don't think they're focusing on the other person's cock necessarily. I think it's just... I don't think it's a gay act. Can we send somebody in undercover? There's a job,
Fine.
Mike. There's a job.
No, for something like that, I'm sorry, but Joe's got to
no,
go
No, because they're
like
saying
undercover.
They're straight. They're
yeah,
saying
you need
they're
a straight,
straight
guy to do it. Yeah, but
can
Mike,
you play straight?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I thought he was straight when I first met him. Until he started doing gay humor.
You should say no offense, probably.
Until he started doing gay no,
I told you that.
Yeah, you
right?
did. No, it's, I don't take offense that someone thinks I'm straight. That's okay. I get that a lot.
Okay.
But I want Mike, when you do it, I want you to wear that.
This? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wear that outfit. That's, yeah,
absolutely.
It's going to seal the deal.
I'll just walk in and be like, you guys know who Starman is? Are we circling up yet?
You'll be in the middle of the circle.
Catching it all. Bukkake scene.
That's a different fetish.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting.
Crazy.
So, okay, we had another one.
Oh, okay.
Something about ball gagging.
Oh, yes. This was the one that you found. You found
this
someone?
Was emailed to me.
The hand gag and hand over mouth fetish.
Oh, I have a guy who keeps emailing me now wanting to be my slave.
Mm-hmm.
He's into foot fetish and he wants to lick my feet. He's from France.
Okay.
And wow, we are so out of time. That means we can't do the news.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well,
we
you
got
know
caught
what?
Up.
I'm going to take this time to again mention who's going to be on next week's show.
Gordon Baker Bone.
I'm really excited. Maybe we can, but we're going to save this news for next week. I'm also going to remind everybody to visit Clashing Plaid for those free, clashingplaid.com for those three MP3s. Oh, we're going to have a giveaway next week, too. It's really exciting. We're going to have a giveaway from Electric Boa. They are giving us tickets, so maybe we'll do a call-in for that or we'll have some sort of a contest for that. I want to thank everybody this evening. Thank you very much, Michael, for
Absolutely.
Being here. Thank you, Joe, for being here. Of course, thank you, Jesse. I love you to death.
Of course.
And Dr. Ivan, please get well.
Yeah, man, get well.
Oh,
I'll send
my
some chicken
God.
Noodle soup.
I feel so... You should... Oh, he has, like, no voice. It's a sin. And I want to thank Chuck Darrow. I'm really excited to read that article. Come Wednesday, look for that on Philly.com if you're not local. The Philadelphia Daily News and our photographer that was in here. And I want to say hi to the Rev. Rev Bookburn has a show here, and he's a big supporter of the Lolo Show, and I love him to death. And I want to thank Cindy. She's been sitting here for 2 hours listening yes. to us ramble, and I really appreciate her getting us up and running. That was wonderful. So I'm going to say goodnight, and bye-bye, Daddy's Radio people.
Thank you to our in-studio guest, Joe DeLong. You can see him perform next Wednesday, November 2nd, at The Mastro, 206 in Hillsboro, New Jersey, from 7 to 10. Also, follow him on Facebook. Special thanks to our featured artist, Clashing Plaid. For more on them, go to clashingplaid.com and download for free the song you heard tonight, Werewolves in the Dark. and many others, but only until Halloween. For great graphics, visit drivan.com. As for the rest of the show, you can follow us, Doc Ivan, Jesse Reuser, Mike O'Donnell, Lois Burak on Facebook. You can also follow Lois on Twitter at Southern Jew. And please remember to like and share the Lolo Show page on Facebook.